Listen up! You are now listening to News with My Fiance with DJ Ambush and Morgan Jones!
Good morning.
Good morning. You are now tuned in.
Strapped in. Buckle up.
Are you ready?
I hope so.
Fun drive. Good morning, fiancés.
We're fun driving, y'all. Good morning.
How are we? Did a big stretch.
Yeah.
I showed you guys my coffee mug in our stories today.
Oh.
You know? Are y'all ready for the money guns was the question. And are you?
I hope so.
Because it's time, baby. You got to break them out. First of all, shout out to every single person who made last Thursday so incredibly successful for News with My Fiance.
Yeah, and y'all killed it.
Fund drive kicker, kickoff. Ooh, there you go. Give us your kicker. Did you already do your taxes? Did you get them back? We'll take the kicker.
Wow.
You didn't expect it anyway.
Wow.
No?
Yeah, you know. Yeah. It's true. It's the people's money.
I like that.
Give us the people's money. Courtesy of yourself.
I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we are a ways away, and we do have some matches going on. There's going to be, you know, there's always a thing to win. There's always a giveaway. We will get to all of that in just a bit.
Yeah.
New totes, new tumblers, new hats, new shirts.
All the things.
All the tings.
All the things, y'all. And new givers. We want to add new givers.
You know,
we got a goal of, you know, 55 givers today.
Need to see a couple of sustaining givers, you know. That's a monthly situation. I don't know what your pockets look like. You know, I'm not going to try and pin you down to anything.
Right.
But $25 a month would be great.
Yeah.
And I know it's a lot to ask, especially since, you know, Trump ruined all of our time. Well, we'll talk about that too.
Okay. All right.
But
boy, did he.
He's really put us in a place.
Yeah. In a real tight spot.
I'm also wondering how we can just make it so that that's not a possibility for him to be president, short of.
That would be great.
You know.
That would be great. Yeah. You know, stop by Jordan's and vote. I think I crossed.
Don't buy Jordan's too. Or coffee, and you can buy a house while you vote.
Right.
I think
that's LLC.
It. Definitely.
That's what it was.
Have the LLC buy the house.
Yes.
Right. Now you thinking. Now you thinking. Huh?
So.
How many of y'all bought your house with an LLC? Did your parents teach you that? I'd like to know.
So, for sure, we did get a text. There was a text that came in at 7:10. You're like, is that a song request? And I was like, it's probably, you know, from the previous show, them commenting on that.
Yeah.
But Bob from the Box of Dirt, who normally is conversing with us every Thursday morning.
Yes.
I think Bob is just a round-the-clock X-ray listener.
Shout out to Bob.
Shout out to Bob. What up, Bob? Good morning, Bob.
Good morning.
Good morning, all the fiancés. Good morning, Bob. Yeah, just really good content.
Out here chatting
all the way around.
You know,
many reasons to tune in at different points and times throughout the day, and you know, check out the amazing broadcasts that are happening at community radio. But now, at this point, it is My Fiance, and we're so grateful that you're all here.
I'm gonna give you guys a BTS. Ambush just knocked his mic off, and then he recovered incredibly. And now he's trying to reattach everything, but he can't really see because his glasses are terrible. That's what we should do. We need a fun drive for your glasses.
I'm bifocular. By mead. I'm of the bifocular variety. Yeah, Bob said hi. Hey.
Oh, boy. So there's a lot going on right now. Today is a gorgeous morning. And there's a lot to go over. We definitely do have a couple of stories. We'll see that we'll see if we get to them. And I only say that because we want to be talking to you, you know? We want to talk to you. We need you to text us. Heavy participation today. Also, heavy participation in the fun drive. You know, just maybe you send us a text, hit the peer-to-peer page. You know? Every so often. I don't know. We are going to talk about one mayoral candidate who...
Not my mayor.
Who, you know, just keeps coming up with some grand ideas all at the end of that are not what anybody wants.
He's like a Disney villain in the way that he's very predictable.
Yeah.
Yeah, he just follows the script.
Yeah, I'll give you that for sure.
Yeah.
But we will be talking about one Rene Gonzalez and his latest plan to subvert all of our ideas and steal all the power.
Yeah. He wants to be the czar of houselessness once he becomes mayor.
Yeah, because he'll have time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's going to make time for that.
Definitely.
Yeah. He would be to houselessness what Eric Adams is to the police.
Oh.
Yeah. I firmly believe
he will heavily fund the houseless industrial complex.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah.
Poverty is a policy choice. We're watching that heavily play out right now. And that guy is ready to waste everybody's time, everybody's money, every resource you could absolutely ever extract for housing and spend way, 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 way more money on jail or any other sort of punitive measure in order to keep those poorsies in line.
I'm trying to save it for this segment, but I'm just like, why is anyone listening to this, man?
It's anything? A brain busting kind of situation.
Yeah.
In national news, we are going to talk about, you know, the price of yesterday's protests are not today's prices.
No.
I messed that up somehow, but...
the cost is dire.
They're changing the game, y'all, or they have started. And if we've learned anything from the I want to control everything states, I think we'll just see more places saying no. You will not be able to protest here.
Michelle said, good morning. New hot internet quiz idea. Who said it? Rene Gonzalez or Lex Luthor? Come on, Michelle. That's perfect.
That's perfect. Well, that's obviously a segment. Thank you again for producing our show. That will be
Instagram content right there. Rene or Lex? That would be...
Well, that's what I'm going to work on later today.
Wow. Rene, you're hired. Michelle, you're hired. Rene, you are not hired.
No.
You're fired, sir.
Not even close.
Crystal said it's a beautiful morning, fiancés. The dumpster fire who never sleeps fell asleep in court.
Yes. Okay. Let's do this. Crystal, good morning. Thank you. Michelle, good morning. Thank you.
Bob, good morning. Thank you, too.
Crystal. I just want to say, if Joe Byron fell asleep in his bed at the time he's supposed to, they would be like, Sleepy Joe.
Yeah, at his bedtime, Sleepy Joe.
It doesn't matter what that means. It doesn't matter. Trump can fall asleep in court. Do you know what his lawyer said?
Oh, yeah.
His lawyer said, Because I don't know which Fox News anchor asked, like, so, you know, hey, the streets are talking. They said he fell asleep. And what's that about? Is he exhausted or is it just so busy? And his lawyer, I'm paraphrasing, basically was like, so boring, guys. Yeah. Oh, my God. Can you believe it?
They are
forcing him to sit through jury selection as if. That's not supposed to happen.
Right.
As if it's just him who has to sit through jury selection. Can you believe he would have to sit through this incredibly boring process? I have a feeling had he had not sat through that process, even if he was, you know, sleeping to dream.
Right.
I think that there would be, you know, once the jury comes back with finding him guilty, there'd be a lot of like, objection, Your Honor.
You just wake up.
He's just gonna, you
just
know,
just pop up.
Just pop up. Objection.
Like, may I approach the bench?
He'll sustain his own objection, and then he'll say something to the effect of, like, you know, no disrespect, but those three blacks over there,
they're giving me the eye. Your
they're
Honor.
Giving me the eye, or you know, whichever marginalized person is there. I don't know those females.
Just pop up and be like badgering the witness.
Somehow it would be unfair that he wasn't a part of that process if he wasn't a part of that process,
of course,
right?
Of course.
So and I do mean it would be unfair, and he would have had made that decision to not be there. I for one know that people do get stress sleepy. I think that's a thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think when you have done enough Adderall, it is hard to go to sleep no matter what.
Yeah.
And so I don't know how he's going to sleep.
The coke? Is that the relationship you're discussing? His relationship with coke and how it may be hard for him to sleep.
I don't know if he does cocaine. I know.
At the levels he's still at.
And not
currently.
The old Trump levels, you know, not at like. Trump party.
I am curious, though. Do you think he did, and for the audience, just chime in. Do you think he did more coke while president, while serving, than he's doing now? Or now that he's out, he's, you know, he's back on a...
No, I think... I'm sorry. This is obviously all speculation.
Mm-hmm.
We have no idea what kind of
we have insiders
that wealthy man does. I think he crushes and snorts Adderall. I don't think he does cocaine. I think, or at least not right now, and not as the president.
You
I think
crushing and snorting Adderall,
baby. You are the sweetest.
I'm today's years old.
Yes,
you crush it. Woo! Wow.
I mean, okay. The man has lots of sniffles, and
he does keep the sniffs,
which could be either, I suppose. But I'm just thinking, you know, the doctor's giving you the things that you need to stay awake and alert, and all of that.
Yeah,
and I mean, and the White House doctors do that for every president.
It's true.
It's whatever you need, babes. I got it for you.
All
right. But.
Okay. Good to know.
He's out here asleep. Slumped. In front of everyone. Sleep the way you fall asleep in class. You know, like I want to see the big neck snap. I want to see that neck snap of like, oh my God, that terrified wake up, and it's only been, you know, 2.5 minutes, but it feels like 3 hours. That's what I want to see. But his lawyer was just out there making every excuse, and you know, that's her job. I'm not mad, but it'd be great if there were better excuses or something. I don't know, just like, oh my God, so boring. Guys, you
should see it,
you should be there. You know, like,
unbelievable.
And I can't believe they're subjecting this man. This is the former president. I can't believe he has to be around that stuff.
So boring.
Sorry. The text says, most boring trial. There will definitely be no man's laughter charges. Oh, man's laughter and manslaughter is the funniest thing ever to me.
Oh my God.
So good.
No.
So yeah, that guy is, he's tired, I guess. Falling asleep.
A little tie-tie?
A little tie-tie. A little tie-tie. Baby needs some sleeps. P-Town said, wonderful risings, fiancés. Front page news celebrating Cinnabella second birthday, maybe?
Yes.
Yay! Not the Coke sniffles. There's something. Oh. It's they said it's the end of life stage sniffles because of syphilis. That is breaking news.
Oh, Cinnabella. She always looks so happy.
Oh, look at that. Two? Today?
Wow.
Happy birthday, Cinnabella. It's a gorgeous pup.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah. We're also going to do a little chitting and chatting, if you will, mm-hmm. about the most important news of my week. It was part of last week. No, I guess it was all of last week.
Yeah.
And this week, there is rap beefs.
There are rap beefs.
Happening in the world today.
Raps are beefing.
The real World War III happening right now.
It's an end game of rap beefs, man.
The Avengers did assemble. To take down one. I was really trying to figure Dranos. Out how to be like
They did it. That's all the posters. It wasn't good.
Well, you know, I just don't give him that.
No.
I don't give him that.
No.
Anyway, Drake, if anybody was wondering what we meant by that. There's a lot going on in the hip hop rap world when it comes to Ambush is rolling his eyes.
Good morning, fiancés. My fiance Harper is listening this morning, so be nice to your boy Rudes.
We don't know.
Hugs
how.
And kisses, Rudo, the best. Oh, are you? Oh, really?
Good morning, Harper.
Good morning, Harper. Rudo, you want us to play along with your shenanigans? You want us to cover for you? Harper isn't here every Thursday to see how you conduct yourself on these airwaves.
Yeah, you do conduct yourselves in the text messages real, real slick, you know?
And Rudo's even slicker in person.
Nah, definitely.
That our episode from last week's live taping at Rose City Comics was hilarious as I was listening back through it, editing it. It is up anywhere you listen to podcasts and also on YouTube. Shout out to everyone that's been checking out both News of My Fiance and a podcast has no name on YouTube. Like, y'all are going up on YouTube. Thank you for checking us out.
Meow.
Yeah, love it.
Just wait until there's actual visuals.
Right?
You know?
Speaking of visuals, we're talking about possibly going live a little bit later on the show.
We're thinking about it.
We'll
do you guys
you know.
Care? Do you want that?
You guys want? Yeah, you guys want to go live? We'll go live. But yeah, Rudo, I think Harper knows you better than anyone.
There we go.
Yeah. So, you know, how about you conduct yourself and we won't have any.
We'll also say just, you know, hey, Rudo, we do love and appreciate you. You're
absolutely.
A wonderful fiance,
absolutely.
You know, one of the funniest and also one of the most problematic, you know?
And you take pleasure in it.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. There it is. We did our jobs.
All right. So we're going to talk about some rap beef. We're going to talk about. Are you going to. What music will you play today? Kendrick Lamar?
I did not have any
will
Kendrick
you play Drake?
Lined
will
up.
You play
I will say
Cole's
this, though.
Apology?
Who?
Will you play Rick Ross?
You know what? I can't play J. Cole's BBL Apology Drizzy? Because he yanked it off of streaming services. He yanked the song down already, as he said he would. He removed it from the album.
He was not playing.
His
spirit is now set free.
He couldn't sleep.
Well.
Yeah. Yeah. Disappointing. Mm. Disappointing.
Yeah.
Oh, Harper texted us separately.
And that's morning, the real win.
There it is.
There's the flex of the century.
There it is.
Good morning, Harper.
We don't go back to sleep.
Let's not give orders, you know? We don't know what he has to do this morning.
Fine.
Come on.
Fine.
We actually do know what Rudo has to do this morning. He has to call five of his friends and tell them to donate to our peer-to-peer page
Rudo.
Because he tried to steal our donations last week.
Yeah.
So to make up for it,
yeah.
And we know that now that Harper has heard this, somebody will hold you accountable.
Yeah.
That's how that goes. I think.
That was quite hilarious.
Yeah, I don't know. Ambush, are you going to... Which way will we go? Do we need to explain anything first?
Pusha T.
You know what I mean?
I think we are going to need to explain, to give some backstory on the rap beats when we come back from music break. Just so people understand. I mean, there's a lot involved.
I know you guys all care.
Yeah.
And you're very concerned. And you need your fiancés to break it down so that you can really understand... What's happening? What are the inners and outers of
rap warfare?
World War III.
Yeah, I will let you guys know though, just like a little tidbit before we go on the music break. This is one of the, you know, like in relationships, you have these through lines, you have these connections, these seams that help hold relationships together. Battle rap and rap beef is one of those things for me and Morgan. Like, we attended our very first rap battle in person. And I'm not talking about, you know, hanging out, you know, outside of a concert, people in the cypher. No, they're like rap battle leagues in different states. And we were you living in Philly or were you in town that weekend? I feel like you hadn't moved to Philly yet.
No, I think I was just there.
Yeah.
Like, and even more, I think it was like a... on the heels of a work trip. And maybe I'm making that up.
I think you were just, whatever.
But I think you were in New York to, like, get me.
Mm. No, we drove up.
Oh, no. Okay, so a different time.
Yeah, but we drove up from Philly to New York, got to the battle maybe, like, an hour or two early.
Yeah.
Only to find out we were, like, 6 hours early.
We were so
early. Because it started late. But we were front and center, and it was an amazing time.
It was crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's one thing to watch it on YouTube, and then it's another to be right there, and the spice.
Yeah.
You know, just the flames.
Mm. Yeah.
If you are unfamiliar, just think battle rap is like a roasting session that...
Yeah.
Doesn't get violent in case it goes too far, because it always goes too far.
It always goes too far.
There's always someone saying a thing that's like, in what world?
Why would you say that?
You wrote that down and then you practiced it. It's crazy.
And there's no music.
No, we just go, they just go at it.
Poems. Bars.
Big fan favorite over here.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we are used to the spice. We are used to, if you are going to battle, if we're talking smack about each other.
Yeah.
There we go. It better be extra.
Yeah. Because it's words, guys. There's no physical side of this. So it can be as extra as possible.
Battle rap is very much like WWE.
Exactly. That's exactly what it's like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very like... Y'all are not about to shoot each other, but there's all the gum bars in there, like military grade, grenades.
Yeah,
you know, like it's always something extra.
Yeah, you getting hit with something.
Yeah,
yeah.
But in this kind of rap beef, it's a little different. So I guess we'll explain all of that.
But right now, as far as who's on the table, we have Kendrick, we got J. Cole, we got Drake, we got Rick Ross, we got Future, we got
Metro
Rocky.
Boomin. We got
Metro Boomin.
The Weeknd.
They pulling producers and R&B singers.
Okay, obviously not an R&B singer anymore. Okay, let's just
I'm sorry.
Slow it down. Okay.
Slow it down. What would we call The Weeknd?
A pop star.
You know what?
I mean,
I apologize.
This is
he's nothing short.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He moved past being an R&B singer when he got a house. I think, you know.
50 Shades of Grey. After that, it was a wrap.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
You know how many songs are in, like, Mercedes-Benz commercials? I feel like, please. Abel, what has happened here? What has happened?
I don't know why that hit a particular way.
Well.
The Mercedes-Benz commercials alone. Oh, my gosh.
Literally. Alone. That just that changed. No?
It's
the
true.
50 Shades of Grey, it's the Benz commercials, it's a different life now, you know?
Yeah.
He's like the most streamed artist or something like that, monthly artist.
He's up there.
You know, and I was a day one, and I'm still there. So, you know? Seeing this beef go the way of, like, people saying that The Weeknd needed Drake.
That's like, interesting.
It's not even close to
that's interesting. Rudo referring to Harper's text. Said, crank text or crank text. Oh my gosh.
Crank texter is so much funnier than crank caller. Like, that is hilarious.
Absolute mess.
All right.
All right. Okay.
Are you going to hit us with the...
I am going to.
Everybody to send us some money right now. Hit that peer-to-peer page.
Yeah.
Go to xray.fm. Hit the big Spring Fund Drive banner.
Yes.
Tell Nina we sent you.
Yes. We need 12
new
members.
You could call. You could email.
Yes.
You can text me.
You can hit the donate button.
You can hit that donate button.
Yes, there are so many ways to get involved.
No matter how you do it.
We are looking for 12 new members today. 12 new members. That's an easy one. Oh, Chase, I gotta renew my payment option. Sorry.
When the card expires, man, it ain't nothing like it.
Yeah.
We don't expect all of you.
Yeah.
To become new members.
Right.
Many of you have given. Many of you are members right now.
Exactly.
What we do, you know, cross our fingers for is maybe you tell a friend.
Yeah.
Maybe you tell a friend that community radio exists because of y'all.
Right. Right. I'm a part of that. Say that to the friend. Hey, you know what I'm in on? You know where I'm a shareholder? Community radio. Stakeholder.
I liked that. Put it in the,
Put it in Boomer Talk.
Okay.
Is that what you're...
I wasn't going to say that at all. I think we probably have a lot of those.
Sometimes I'll just let you finish your sentences.
Yeah.
You know?
Cool. Stop silencing black women.
You know? Okay. Really? Stop silencing black women?
Yes. Like, really, like, definitely stop doing that. Not just you. You know? Not all ambushes, but...
Wow. Wow. Okay. All right. Gonna do a music break.
All right. Let's do it. Woo. Yeah. Woo.
We are about to go live on the interwebs. The Instagrams. The grams of Insta.
We're doing this from your Insta.
That's from my Insta. Scambeasy.
I'm gonna hit the button right now.
All right. Boom.
I don't know what I'm gonna be saying. Am I gonna be... reading the things
I say
while you do the story? We didn't come up with a plan, y'all.
No, can read the first story. And, you know, yeah, I can read the first story. It's about your interactions, man. Your engagement's hot fire, hot takes.
Okay. I see one Rudo up in here. Good morning. That's so exciting. All right. This is fun.
Yeah. Yeah. I love it.
I will do my best not to just interrupt you as you're doing the story.
I don't know. I think maybe you should. I think it's the people tune in for. It gets the people going.
It gets the people going.
Yeah.
Rudo said, uh-oh, I've been spotted.
The price.
Sorry. Okay.
The price. Because here's the thing. That's going to keep moving. So you're actually going to have to just chime in. We're going to miss some stuff if people are commenting and responding to what we're saying. Because that happened
this
to me last
time.
This is
my first live that I've been in charge of. So I don't even feel in charge.
The homie Femi.
Harper's there. Hi, Harper. I don't know who Pre-Hush is, but Pre-Hush is also here. So
that should be Precious.
Stop playing.
Yeah. That should be Precious.
Like the ones we know?
Yes. Yes. The price of yesterday's protests are not today's prices. A significant decision by the Supreme Court regarding the right to protest took place this week. The court has allowed a lawsuit to proceed against Black Lives Matter activist DeRay McKesson.
Yeah, there you go. DeRay.
Stemming from a protest in Louisiana in 2016. The justices rejected an appeal from McKesson, who was sued by a police officer injured during the protest over the police killing of a Black man in Baton Rouge. At the heart of the case is the question of whether McKesson should be held liable for the actions of an unidentified protester who threw a rock-like object, injuring the officer.
I'm going to pause you real quick.
Yeah.
I just need to make sure. Everyone on the live, can you hear what the story is? Because I just want to, when I start reacting, because I don't understand what you just said, I want to make sure that everyone can hear what it is that you're talking about, instead of just it's silent, seeing my face either. Okay. Precious said kinda.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. I will project.
Thank you.
Okay. While a federal judge initially dismissed the lawsuit in 2017, a panel with the Fifth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals later ruled that the officer could argue that DeRay didn't exercise reasonable care in leading protesters onto a highway where the confrontation occurred. In a dissenting opinion, Judge Don Willett expressed disagreement, stating that the officer deserved justice, but DeRay shouldn't be held responsible as the protest leader. Civil rights groups and free speech advocates have warned that allowing the suit to proceed could discourage people from exercising their right to protest. The American Civil Liberties Union, representing DeRay, argued that holding protest organizers liable for the actions of individual participants would have a chilling effect on free speech. Meanwhile, lawyers for the lawyer argued that McKesson did not. I'm sorry. Meanwhile, lawyers for the officer argued that DeRay did nothing to prevent the violence that occurred during the protests, which illegally blocked the highway.
Mm.
The Supreme Court's decision not to explain their action on Monday leaves the case unresolved. But Justice Sonia Sotomayor emphasized that the denial does not express a view on the merits of DeRay's claim. Bruh.
Okay. First of all, friends, family. Good morning, Carmen.
Hey, 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 y'all.
Hi, Michelle. Oh, Brooke is here.
Nice.
Good morning, everybody. Precious told you to get some water, and she right.
Okay.
also, Carmen just said, get that man some water. The funny thing is he has it, okay? He's got a big old water jug over there. Oh, there it is. Big old water jug. I don't know what happens. I don't know if it needs to be like a, tea, lemon. Good morning, Kyle. Everybody in the chat over there, Kyle, our esteemed.
Yes.
Podcast editor.
Extraordinaire.
Good morning, friend. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I thought that this was done. I thought that this particular story was over.
Right.
The Fifth Circuit says, nah, let me take another peek at it. Yeah, yeah, we'll take a peek. And then we will say, yeah, you can actually sue organizers.
Mm.
But I want to be very clear here. An unidentified person threw a rock.
Rock-like object.
The police will throw 90 bullets into a person.
Bruh.
And go home, eat dinner.
Yep.
And get back up and go to work the next day. Or
in some cases, get a promotion.
Maybe they don't go the next day because they get a couple of weeks off.
With pay. With pay.
I don't understand the idea here outside of making protesting an illegal thing, which is it three states now?
Three states.
That have actually made protesting illegal, which they're, I think they're, you know, like free speech warrior states too. Carmen said she saw D-Ray when he came here to speak shortly after all of this happened. Did he talk about it?
Yeah.
Did he mention anything about it? Good morning, AJ.
Hey.
Excited to see these names popping up. People, I can see it from here. I don't even have to get that close, you know?
Michelle said, being reliable with the Feel Good Sunshine jams, we all hanging out at the end of the fundraiser party or what?
Ooh.
Absolutely. I mean, very obviously. What day will this be?
Friday.
Okay, well, so we'll do it. Ambush won't be here.
Yeah. Sorry, guys.
Annoying.
Annoying.
No, that's not what I said.
On the microphone. And people saw you on the live. You said it?
No, nobody said, no. Nobody said that they saw it. Yeah.
Wow.
No.
Okay. All right.
No, but AJ did give us one of these.
Okay.
Carmen said he did speak about it, I think. I think I missed some of it.
Okay. But yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to say, Ambush will be out of town for the weekend.
Yes.
And so next week, maybe we can have a wrap up.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
That'd be really cool.
Yeah.
Just a little patio, you know?
That'd be great.
A little patio action.
I love patios.
Carmen will tell you where he's going another time.
But yeah, the ramifications of this, like, this is how it starts. I went through the same thing with Roe vs. Wade. You know, states' rights, a couple of, you know, just a couple of states making their own decisions on this.
Because really, shouldn't it just be every state gets to do whatever it wants and then you call it the United States because you're united by... land? I'm what do we mean?
Oppression?
Ooh.
We're united under the flag of oppression. That's what it is.
That's real.
That makes sense.
Yeah, this one right here is the kind of thing where, like, we absolutely have to quit playing. There are so many reasons and needs to organize and to protest and to resist things that are happening. So, of course, to make that illegal, to make that something that is punishable by an like a felony, not like a, you know, misdemeanor citation. Ticket type thing, which, you know, for the most part, shouldn't be getting anyway. But I think it's absolutely incredible to make. This to me sounds like another step closer to like how they are like Antifa is organized crime.
Right.
And it's like, well, there's no real organization. There's no, you know, like, well, now we just an unidentified person did a thing.
Right.
And so now I can sue whosoever name is on the permit. Like, how's it working? What's the situation?
And you can't make moves like this and not clearly discuss the implications. Like, I understand it's always this, there's the illegal precedents, and if we look at it from this angle, technically.
Right.
But the Supreme Court has a job to do. And unfortunately, they've been doing a really good job at doing some very bad things.
Yeah, they're really good at it. Yeah.
Really good at it. We've looked at a couple of different options as to how we can limit the damage the Supreme Court can do. Talking about term limits, talking about increasing the amount of justices on the board on the Supreme Court to try to balance things out. My thing is, and you mentioned this a lot, there are too many things that are happening under Democratic leadership. Too many things that are happening in the wake of things not happening from leadership.
Sure.
Allowing these things to move forward and scare us into voting again for a party we really don't want to vote for.
Sure.
So it's like, it's infuriating. In one aspect, I'm like, yeah, you know, trash people are going to do trash things. You know, wolves are dangerous, whatever. know. But I can't help but being more and more upset with apathy, whether it's from the public or inaction from elected officials, that then want to come back and look at us and just say things we already know. It's like they're re-reporting the news. Well, you see what the Supreme Court's doing. Why are you telling us things that we're already concerned and scared about? You're right. Just repeating it. We got to do something, because now we're getting the robocalls and the robotext. You know, democracy is in danger. It has been for 4 years. Guess what happened, guys? Anyone want to talk about what happened 4 years ago? There was an insurrection. And guess what? The person who committed the insurrection, you guys have done nothing to make sure he can't get back in office.
Right. Like,
you've done nothing to do that. But you want to convince us how serious this is.
Well, so this is the issue from the jump. A lot of the Trump presidency thing, you know, things that he was able to do are being enacted now, or we are seeing certain things start to play out real quick.
Right.
Good morning, Angela, all the way from Texas.
Hey.
Hi, baby.
Hey.
Also, Michelle said, Antifa headquarters are in Portland, remember? I still got to pick up my membership card. Same. Brooke said, it doesn't serve them, the Democrats, to get rid of Trump because he brings us to the polls for them. Exactly that, Brooke. Ooh. Exactly that. It does not serve the Democrats to do the job. It serves the Democrats to have a boogeyman.
We got an amazing text from Marcy. Marcy, thanks for identifying yourself so we can tag you. So, who organized the January 6th protest? Are they liable for the damage and death of all those, by all protesters there?
Well, Donald Trump. Steve Bannon. One Steve Bannon.
Yeah.
One Rudolph Giuliani.
Yeah.
What's the other guy's name that's already went to jail? We'll get back to that.
Like, come on.
Oh my gosh. Yes, exactly. Why would you get rid of the guy keeping the bar in hell for you? Exactly.
Mm.
It's exactly that. They don't have to do more. All they have to do is not that. They have to say, I don't like it, and I wouldn't have done it. And then they're immediately the lesser of two evils. And so we're just going to keep voting for it. There are, how many judges did Trump get to appoint in the Fifth Circuit?
Right.
Five new judges in 2018. So the packing of the courts that Trump was able to do to get us to a place where all of our norms, those existing norms of supposed to be pillars of the, you know, society, free speech and right to protest, and you can choose what to do with your own body. Those things, we're not going to do that anymore, because that doesn't serve that agenda over there. And unfortunately, we do not have enough fight and enough resistance from people with actual power to not just stop those things from happening when they're happening. I know that's not possible with everything, but then there's not a whole lot of, hey, let me get in there and fix this thing. Not a whole lot of that.
No.
And the thing is, with this many things happening at once, it's hard to just be like, yep, Biden did give us some student debt relief, like a little bit.
Right.
There just absolutely has to be more. This is, you got 4 years to prove what you're going to do. And the 4 years, you just kind of proved that you're not as bad in most ways. You know what I mean? Like, not as bad. Not this is great. Not we're thriving. Not we're going to take care of each other in the way that we absolutely need to.
Right.
We are dealing with a huge explosion of poverty. That is a calculated explosion of poverty. Just complete and total chaos. And there is tons of money. And instead of using it in the places that we need to use it, we do this. And that is your local government,
federal.
Specifically Portland right now.
Right.
And federal. And when that's the case, all around you, it makes it incredibly hard to stay engaged. And so a lot of people end up being disenfranchised and they don't vote. And then even less to do.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Even less.
Mm.
But honestly, making protesting illegal, making it possible to civilly sue any organizers, if it's just absolutely wild to me that that is a possibility when you have to do the most ever to be able to sue a police officer.
Yo, the absolute most. Absolute most. The amount of times they've been on camera doing and saying things that are just criminal, right? So you've committed the crime, whether that's killing someone or injuring them or improperly arresting them, they commit. Then they add testimonial to it on camera.
Right.
Like they've indicted, they've, you know, add additional harm to it. Then they file the false report, which they're never, ever, ever that I've seen held accountable for.
Yeah.
Where's the charge for false reporting? Like, where is that charge? I don't see that. And then it's just like, hey, but you know, protect and serve.
Real quick, Brooke has a fantastic comment. This is a bourgeoisie protecting themselves from the proletariat that is gathering. What do you think? I think absolutely.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. 1000%. This is a tale as old as time. This is going to continue to happen. We're going to do this on loop until we collectively understand where we fit in this class war. Because if you are a person who is actually a part of the proletariat, who thinks they are just waiting their turn to be part of the bourgeoisie class, or to for the most part, the people that are just waiting, they're waiting for not just the money, but the power that comes with it. And I would like to get to the point where power wasn't the thing that we wanted to, you know, that we were lusting and chasing after.
Right.
Because an equal distribution of certain power is what is needed in order for a society to thrive. Like, you can't just have it in the hands of, you know, a couple folks.
Right.
Which is where we are. So Brooke, totally agree. 1000% agree. Good morning, Lily. No way. What time is it?
Lil's.
What are you doing here?
8:25.
Wow. That's big business right there.
P-Town said, anyone else feeling punked without Ashton? Yeah.
Every day.
Yeah.
Literally every day.
Straight up.
Ambush, I think if we take a music break.
Okay.
And then we switch our live angle.
Okay.
And then come back and do another story.
Okay. Me like you.
Okay.
All right.
We good to go.
Yeah.
Do I turn this off? Do I keep it going?
I say keep it going.
Okay.
That gives us an opportunity to keep interacting during the music break with folks. All right, we'll be right back. I'm going to take a music break and we'll be back with more news with my fiance.
Lily, what are you doing up right now?
Morgan, you're making a face. What's
good morning,
happened?
Michael Brumage. I almost lost my mind. Lost it. Mwah, mwah. Oh, wow. Okay.
I'm sorry. I love Michael.
I mean, I am excited that you're excited. I love Michael. I'm sure he's excited you're excited. But...
Michael, how are you, sir?
Good morning.
That's great. That's great.
Michael turned in just in time for the fund drive, nice. So you can give us all the money that you make.
Except the money you need for buying action figures.
Yeah, you can't mess with that.
No. You got to retain that money.
Can't mess with that. Do I need to close that door?
How's that backlight look? I think maybe you should close it. The backlight might compete with your angle. But yes, everyone, we are in the fund drive right now. We have a goal for today. 7,500 is today's goal. We want to get 12 new members. 55 total givers. What we got there?
Sorry, I did the heart hands and then heart started going and I forgot that it does that. So
I did. I don't go live enough to even know.
Okay, this is going to feel a lot. There's a lot of pressure to read a story on live on air anyway, but then to do it with a camera too, I'm a little scared.
The camera's not there. Pretend like it's the mic. Except with the mic, you have to know it's there so you can hear yourself. Okay.
Back on board?
Better direction next time. I'm going to check it with Nina. You do your thing.
Okay. May or our nightmares come true. I think. A proposed ordinance in Portland that would restrict daytime camping has taken a significant turn. Commissioner Rene Gonzalez, who is also running for mayor, has pulled the ordinance from this week's city council agenda, seeking a major change. Gonzalez's proposal aims to shift oversight and control of the time, place, and manner restrictions to the future mayor and their appointed city administrator once the new form of government takes place in January 2025.
How coincidental.
In a statement to Willamette Week, Gonzalez emphasized the need to protect Portland from crime, fire hazards, and the drug culture in the encampments, stating that he will explore every legal avenue to do so. His plan comes amid growing concerns about public safety and the increasing visibility of homelessness in the city.
That struck me a little interesting. The increasing visibility.
Because that's what matters.
Of homelessness.
It is the visibility that has people pee.
That's the problem.
It is not that people are poor enough to be homeless. It is not that people have been pushed out. It is not that people have been priced out.
Right.
It is not that people are in their worst time.
Right.
And it certainly doesn't have anything to do with the fact that they could become addicts while living on the street. Mm. Has nothing to do with the mental health, decline that happens when you are sleeping outside, living outside, dealing with the elements of that. Mm. We're not worried about that. We just don't want to see it.
You just don't want to see it.
You know, like, I just don't want to see it.
Also, you can't go be homeless, houseless in the woods either.
Well, certainly not.
Out of sight.
Because that's
so
our,
it's just, you know.
I mean, I don't even know why you would think that you could.
Right.
You know, that's nature, babe.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
For us to enjoy with REI and Columbia gear.
Right.
And without that, are you even out there?
With my ACGs, bro. Whew.
Okay. Trying to find my spot again. Okay. Gonzalez sought the opinion of City Attorney Robert Taylor on his proposal, resulting in a draft ordinance that consolidates control of the time. Oh, wait, that's what I just read. This move has sparked debate among city officials, activists, and residents about the best approach to address the crisis while respecting civil liberties. This draft ordinance would allow the mayor and their designee to adopt administrative rules specifying when people are able, no, I'm sorry, specifying the times, places, and manners in which camping would be prohibited on public property or right of way. Mm. However, critics argue that this centralized approach could undermine transparency and accountability in decision-making, raising concerns about potential abuse of power. Mm. Commissioner Carmen Rubio, also a mayoral candidate, criticized this idea, calling it inhumane and likely to be legally challenged. She argued that it criminalizes homelessness without providing an opportunity for treatment, highlighting the need for a comprehensive and compassionate approach to addressing the root cause of homelessness. Current Mayor Ted Wheeler expressed his discomfort with the proposal, stating that such an important policy should be regulated by elected officials accountable to the public. Wheeler emphasized the importance of balancing public safety with the protection of civil liberties, urging the city council to carefully consider the implications of any changes to existing ordinances. The city council is set to vote on the new version of the camping ban next week, right?
Yeah.
But at the request, they were set to do it this week, but at the request of three commissioners, the item has been delayed by 1 week for further review.
Right.
As stakeholders continue to weigh in on the issue, the future of the proposed ordinance remains uncertain.
Yeah.
Y'all, Y'all. Rene Gonzalez has already shown us that he doesn't even pay attention in the meetings he's in. He doesn't pay attention to anything that's happening. He doesn't pay attention to what's outside. I think he watches Real Portland or WTF Portland and like reels all the time. And then just like, that's his policy. That leads policy.
Right.
Because this makes absolutely no sense. We as a city have voted for a different form of government so that there isn't just power in the mayor's hand. There isn't just one or two people that get to decide how this goes. And Renee has already told us there are not even 12 of you qualified
right
in this city to do that job.
His scorecard, his report card is wild.
He continuously says, you're too dumb, you're too stupid, you cannot figure these things out on your own. Let me just be the one to do it for you. And I'm not here, not even a little bit here, for a power grab from a person who does not understand how any of this works or why it is happening.
Like you said, maybe he...
Lily said, get ready, ACLU.
Right.
I mean,
you seriously. Mentioned, like, you know, maybe he's paying attention to Real Portland and what's the PDX Real Portland 503, whatever it's called.
Right.
He's a contributor. He's an active contributor.
Yes. Yes.
To these platforms.
To the I hate Portland right. mentality.
And you wouldn't be our mayor. You literally fabricated an assault on yourself. You're a contributor to these false narratives. You fabricated that. And then you're like, nothing to see here. I'm going to continue to run for mayor.
I mean, is this Fulio back on TriMet or not? Like, is it safe yet?
Again.
Is TriMet safe yet?
I know you are tired of hearing me saying this, but that's literally the only question we should be asking him.
Right. How'd you get to work today?
For real.
How'd you...
Is it safe to ride TriMet yet for something that didn't happen to you?
I mean, just that alone is enough for me.
Come on.
But, you know, there are a lot of things that people don't find issue with. I, for one.
Yeah. Lying on black women is something that a lot of people don't find issue with. Criminalizing black women. Oh, no biggie. Let's keep it moving.
NBD.
Yeah.
Big scary black lady walked past me and that felt like an assault. I don't know how just hearing someone like Renee say, you know, lock them up for the pores. I don't know how that's enough because the people that do want that are the minority. They might be loud on social media and they might be, you know, they've made it their personality to hate a city and none of the things that actually matter within it. Like, none of the fixes are things they care for. They do not care why a thing is happening because everything is an individual choice and we have all decided to just, you know, not make enough money to live and do a bunch of drugs so that we still get to live for free outside, I guess. I don't really, I can't follow the logic that they have that right. people are poor on purpose.
Yeah.
Because it's more fun and you don't have to work or something like that.
It's interesting too, because the people that are cooking up that propaganda, again, the aforementioned websites, These are boomers, and it's like it's almost like they're fighting some of the misconceptions about what they were in their youth. It's like, yeah, you guys don't want to do anything; you just want to lay around and smoke doobies and not go to work. So now, you know, that's part of the whole, you know, not just criminalization, but just making people who are down under luck, people who are victims of the system, making them feel like it's their fault. And you'd be in a much better place, again, had you LLC'd or had you just got that job that your uncle was trying to hook you up with. Instead, here you are. You said it's better. It's so much easier. Because when Dahlgren does the interview, what's his name?
Dahlgren.
Dahlgren does the interviews. It's like
Kevin Dahlgren.
He goes through the exact same angle every single time. Can I get you on the mic saying you like being homeless? that it's so much easier.
It's just also a very obvious. I'm sorry to have cut you off.
No.
It's incredibly obvious that he is giving people narratives. Like, he's literally saying, tell me why you do drugs for how you do drugs for free in Portland. You know what I mean? And tell me, I'll pay you X amount of dollars. You tell me that you want to be homeless, that this is, you know, that's. Lily said, well, it is Portlandia, .. The city you move to be the homeless.
Right.
Houseless.
Right.
Yeah. That place that you could go retire as a young person, I suppose. I want to just be clear about Renee Gonzalez as a person and a brand and this, you know, if you are a regular fiance, regular listener, like, you know that we talk about Renee all the time, specifically because this is a dangerous hypocrite, you know, and more than a hypocrite, but he definitely is. He is also a fabricator. And if you are going to just be out here lying, there's one thing that we have, like, all sort of societally decided, and that is politicians will lie to you. And somehow that also became okay just because we said it out loud. And so now it's an expectation. It can still be an expectation and not be something that you accept, because those are different. That's different. One's an A and one's an E.
Right.
And one is accepting it. I believe that that's the thing and I'm fine with it, or I'm not going to do anything about it. I'm going to, you know what I mean? Oh, my word. I am set free. Just joined this thing.
Hey,
I don't even know what to do about that. Hi, free. Now I lost my place. He made me nervous. Now I don't know what to do. Like there's this idea that you can. Now I don't. How do I say it?
Give it to him raw.
Okay, Renee is lying, right?
Period.
Renee is out here lying. He's putting us in a position where everything that he wants to do is actually dangerous and actually harms us. Not just, and I don't say this dismissively, not just houseless people. It harms all of us. If the policies are going to be you are criminalized because you are poor, then we are in a position that at no point,
right?
Because all of us are closer to that than we are to a million or billionaire, right? And so those are going to start hitting us. Those are going to be things that we are now looking at protesting being illegal, right? That is a thing that Renee would want real bad.
Easily. Yeah.
He's going to want that so that, you know, we don't have to deal with this. They blocked the bridge and I don't have to deal with a whole bunch of people on TriMet. Right. And I don't have to listen. Resistance. You do not get to talk to people who are oppressed about how they are going to resist. You absolutely do not get to, unless you are going to be a part of that fix. You have to shut it down. You don't even get a say.
Right.
Shout out to Worm Garden. Said, listening to the radio on the way to work and watching the live when I get to work.
Nice.
So, so great. And Lily said, Eli for Portland might be Dahlgren's cousin and definitely Renee's grandkids. Nah, for real. That they look like they could be.
Yeah.
You know?
No, but you're right. I'm glad you brought up the bridge protest, because the reaction to that, the Palestine bridge protest here in Portland, was ridiculous. It was absolutely ridiculous.
It's my absolute favorite to hear or read or whatever, see people say, protesting is fine, but not like this. And that's always the case when it's like the police have killed a black person and people are protesting. And it's like, but not like this. Now it's, but not like this. So which way is it? Which way is an appropriate protest? Which way is an appropriate way to disrupt what is happening right now in order to get your attention to the thing that it needs to be on? What's the appropriate way? Raise your hand.
Right.
Am I write a note? What's the thing? Because they'll kick you out of a city council meeting. You know what I'm saying? Like, there, what's the appropriate way?
Yeah. They kick you out quick, fast.
Not that I actually want that answer, because there is no actual answer. Nobody who says, I'm fine with protesting, or I'm fine with free speech is important, but not like that. All of that, y'all don't mean it. There is no which way it would work for you, because you are a person who says if only they complied.
Right. Bob said, I grew up in the most comfortable white middle class environment you can imagine. White privilege was a given, yet I still ended up on the street through circumstances well beyond my control. Ooh. It can happen to anybody, and shame on anyone lacking the compassion and empathy to get that. All the more so for elected officials.
Right.
Right.
Thank you, Bob, because that's really one of the things we need to drive home, is that we are all so much closer to having that reality than we are being, you know, comfortable and on a yacht somewhere.
Oh, Yanez, I want my tour so bad.
Okay.
Chris says, you folks are right on. You make me feel like I'm not alone out here with my ideas. And that's the point of community radio, right? That's one of the, when I came out here, and I had no intention of jumping into radio, none.
Right.
My exposure to radio was commercial radio, internet radio, things like that, self-serving in two different ways. And just the controlling systems in place with commercial radio were not an appeal to me.
Right.
Understanding the impact of having hyper-focused conversations, understanding the impact of being able to engage with people directly in your community about issues that affect us specifically, it's important. And it's something I couldn't even have imagined, being involved in, but I'm so grateful for our opportunity to be on X-Ray FM, as long as we've been here. And again, that's what the Fun Drive is about. There's a bunch of volunteers involved with keeping this station going and keeping this content rolling. We got some daily goals. We got some weekly goals. And we're almost near the end of the Fun Drive. So if you have not yet, please head on over to xray.fm. Hit the donate button. You can go to our peer-to-peer page. It's on that banner in the middle. Boom, boom, boom. Look for us. Hit it. You can also, you can go to the X-Ray Instagram. There's links within there to also donate. So yeah, man, thank you for that, Chris. And thank you for everyone that is texting us throughout the show, especially if you're identifying yourself, so we can save you in our contacts and shout you out.
Yeah,
Super important. Shout out to everybody on the IG.
Sorry, as Lily said, all caps, run them their bread. And you right. Keep us here.
Run that bread, though.
You know? Run that bread.
Yeah, I'm never going to be tired talking about Renee. I'm actually looking forward to talking about him all the way to November.
I'm never going to be tired about talking about him either. Because the fact of the matter is, this is a person who has started to... he didn't start it.
Right.
But is instrumental in the shifting of Portland's political Overton window. And by him being called a moderate... His supporters being called moderates, although they are full blown like MAGA, major racist, the amount of racism that comes out of the people that are like, Renee is a great moderate, and I also am that, and also black on black crime,
right?
Like,
right, we got to keep an eye on Mingus too. He's quietly in the background. I think he's waiting.
Mingus ain't got no shot.
But I think he's waiting. I think his hopes are that Renee will do something that'll trip up and clip himself, and then he could just slide into that position, because he does have the support of the police. Shout out to Deception. I think that's what Mingus. We got to keep an eye on Mingus too. Not a friend.
No.
Of the peoples.
Big foe.
Yeah, big foe. Big foe.
Big time.
Yeah.
All right, Ambush, you can give us one more music break.
Okay. I think you're going to like this one.
And then we'll return.
All right. We'll be right back. Thank you for tuning in. It's been a lively morning. It's been a very lively morning on the IG Live.
We got some thank yous.
On the text messages. We got some thank yous.
We got thank yous. Shout out to Nina.
Shout out to Nina giving us the goods. Excellent.
First of all, thank you to Sharon K.
Hey.
Liz and Helen. Mrs. Rudo.
Hey.
William F. Christian D. Malcolm M. Are you serious?
Come on, Malcolm.
Come on, Malcolm.
What's happening?
David A. and Chris R. for giving. Thank you.
Man, you guys are amazing.
Money gun.
Lily said, we came to play.
We came to play, baby. And y'all came to pay, baby. Trying to get my WWE like persona, you know? It's a...
No Vince McMahon.
Never. What?
No,
it's a mix of Morgan Jones and Ric Flair, obviously.
Woo!
Okay, you do...
Because I'm Morgan Jones, and you're not, baby.
And you're not, baby. I just need the mink so I can just... You know? Come on.
I don't know what it was. I mean, I guess it was the same thing for everybody. Even then, as a young youth, the appeal of what Ric Flair represented.
Listen.
Was just like, and I'm in the Ultimate Warrior. I'm in the, you know.
It's a whole different thing.
But I'm like, that Ric Flair, man.
Oh, my goodness. Sorry. Uh-huh. Michael says he's got to go into the grand jury duty. Glad to see y'all. We love you so much, Michael.
Love you.
Do the best.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Do the best. Yes, Jacobs and Valentine. Let's go. Woo!
Woo!
It's all Ric Flair all the time. That man's name is really Richard Fleer. And
really?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Obviously, you didn't watch his documentary.
I didn't.
I mean.
Shame on me.
So there's quite a few texts.
Yeah.
And there's rap beef to talk about. And now we don't have time. So, you know, you really put us in a tight spot.
I had to hit you with a Rico.
You did.
Got a text. The people who say that Renee is a Democrat are my favorites. Like, even if your standard for what left is Joe Dan Biden.
Right.
Renee is still.
Way further right.
Further right.
Sorry.
No, you're good.
Another one is Mingus is too black for Portland's politicians, but he is dirty and he is moving his words, ain't he?
Thank you, P-Town.
Listen. That's the one thing that he doesn't understand in a lot of people of color, Renee being one of them, don't understand that you upholding white supremacy does not mean you will be the benefiter at the end. Like, oh my God, Michelle just gave us the best idea. Bonus IG Live rap battle. That's it.
What?
Yeah, that's happening. Lily said, I was more of a ravishing Ric Rude kind of girl, but I've always been a dirtbag.
I'm not mad at ravishing Ric Rude.
Yo! Lily? So real quick, we'll be very, I guess, as fast as possible. Kendrick Lamar was on a Future and Metro Boomin track.
Yes.
Future and Drake have had multiple collaborations and I think two collaboration albums, right? Whatever.
Yeah.
Apparently they're beefing and it sounds like they're beefing over a lady, and which is what Drake is always beefing over is a lady.
Yes.
And one of the funniest things is all of these guys pretend to not care about said ladies. And they're like, you know, I just do what I want
and move on to the next.
And then they'd be crying. So there's that. But Kendrick and Drake have thrown, you know, shots at each other throughout the years. It's been things. It's been stuff. It's not big, but clear. You're not the best of friends. Mm-hmm. But Future and Metro Boomin, no one saw we're going to throw a bunch of shots at Drake coming. At least I didn't see that.
Right. Nor did I.
Carmen said more like a lady of the night. I mean, maybe. It could have started that way. Started from the bottom and now they're in love.
Hello.
You know?
Okay. Nice.
So they where was I? So they do the album, Kendrick's on it. Kendrick definitely throws the shots.
Yeah.
The warning shots, if they will, the flare.
Yeah.
And something happened. And that something was everybody who had something to say about Drake was like,
Well, wait, who did Kendrick throw shots at specifically? Let's hit that.
Well, I think he threw shots specifically at Drake, and I think that J. Cole got grazed.
We call it stray. A little grazed.
A little grazed.
A little leg warmer.
And then his feelings was big hurt. And he was like, I'm going to have to say something about this. And then he did. And he shouldn't have, because it was bad. And he didn't even believe it. He was like, you know, hey, man, you've only done 4 albums in 12 years. And then, so are you even doing anything? I mean, that was really much. Was there more to the diss? I don't know.
No.
It's also exactly J. Cole's stat, except for he was dropping an album that same day. So 5 albums, but only because just that moment.
Right.
So J. Cole gets grazed. J. Cole takes it big serious. He responds. It's terrible. It's so terrible that 2 days later, he's like, hey, guys, welcome back to my channel. I'm so sorry. I did actually not mean to talk about my brother that way. It did not sit right in my spirit. I am not a fan. Gonna have to, if Kendrick has anything to say to me, beat me up, buddy. I got nothing. I'm not gonna fight back, because what I did was wrong.
Boo that man. Tomato.
He did that at his own festival. Okay. On his own stage at Dreamville. Just a mess and a half. Kendrick this entire time has said nothing. Drake came back finally with a song. Rick Ross responds.
With a campaign. So good.
And here's the thing. Friends, fiancés, if you are not in the know, some of these names you might have heard of. One name who is not involved in this, but is precedence of insane behavior when it comes to rap battles. Two names. Mm. One, 50 Cent. Mm. Second, Pusha T. And the reason I'm saying both of those people is because with the powers combined,
oh,
right?
Oh boy.
50 is not like the most, he's not the best rapper in that way.
Right.
But his troll game is top tier.
Yeah.
Top tier trolling.
Yeah.
That man will make you feel real bad about yourself.
Yeah. Officer Ricky. Yeah.
He gave us Officer Ricky for Rick Ross. I mean, that put us in a place for a long time. But then you have Pusha T, who will, as we were mentioning earlier, when things, you know, maybe go too far. There is no such thing as too far in a rap battle.
There isn't. There just
and
isn't.
Pusha T is the embodiment of that, because he will make fun of your friend who is dying. He will make fun of your mom who never got what she wanted out of her life.
Yeah.
He will tell everybody that you've been hiding a child. Okay? It doesn't even matter if he did. The idea at this point, because of Pusha T, is that Pusha T bullied Drake into being a dad. I want an actual father.
He will ruin your Adidas deal.
He will ruin your Adidas deal for your kid.
Yeah. Yeah.
Lily said, Jay can do what he wants at his own festival. He is protecting his energy.
Anyway.
I am so happy you feel that way. Listen,
yeah,
his mom is disappointed in him, okay? Mm. Like, everybody's disappointed that man came out here and was like, I'm sorry.
Could you imagine being on Dreamville right now?
If I'm Jid, I'm asking for off. And the reason I'm asking for off is because you could have just tagged me in, bro, and you didn't have to say anything at
all.
But now I got to deal with you out here doing a bad one.
Protecting your
number
peace.
Number one, and then telling everybody that you're protecting your peace and saying sorry? To somebody who didn't even really say anything to you. Please, please forgive me. I'm not doing it.
Mm-mm.
I'm not doing it. Yeah. So we don't have time to finish this. The shortest of the longest is that we are currently waiting for Kendrick Lamar to say anything.
Anything.
Drake is trolling as many people as he can. And in that, I mean Rick Ross and Metro Boomin. And he is showing us all how big of a dweeb he is by calling people turkeys and goofs. And it's a hard pass. I mean, maybe those are, you know, big mean words in Canada. I highly doubt it. But maybe that's what he's going for.
Oh. Lost in translation.
Said, leave Mr. Cole's mom out of this. I was not talking about his mom. Oh, yes, I was. Yes, his mom is disappointed in him. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. All right. I did say that.
Shout out to Crystal. Crystal said, Ambush, do you know MC Paul Barman? I do know of MC Paul Barman. I do not know MC Paul Barman.
Personally.
But yes. And then P-Town. First, cheers to the dirtbag. That was your
yes,
because Ravage Rick Rude. Next week's news: Pete Town turns 50. The Queen will be acting out all week.
Show, tell us where you're going. Send us a DM. What's the situation?
She says, single, super, ready to mingle.
Woo! How exciting!
Nice.
No, I mean it though. But like, send us a message. Where are you going to be? What are you going to do?
Let us know.
We want to know.
Shout out to everyone that gave during the show. Shout out to everyone that's going to continue to give throughout the day. It's absolutely amazing. Thank you to everyone that tuned in on Instagram and, of course, here on X-Ray FM. Yes, but you know what it is. Don't let the individuals distract you from the systems. Nope. I forgot some stuff. This show was brought to you in part by, made possible by Morgan Jones, DJ Ambush, and our podcast editor, Kyle G.
Shout out.
The playlist is updated. All the songs that are played in today's show, including the show song I'm about to play, is all updated and will be in the episode description. So now we can get to it. Don't let the individuals distract you from the systems. Poverty is a policy choice. People over profits. Power to the people. None of us are free until we are all free. Thank you for listening.
And hit the donation page, our peer-to-peer page, right now, right this second. X-ray.fm. Thing fun drive. Meet my fiance.